This is the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy filling in. And our special guest from Amicus, a law review, Jim Santel. You can always hear his program on Saturday, 9 to 11 o'clock. And Jim, you suggested one big story here, and that is that the House Speaker Mike Johnson was talking about revenge.
Right.
What? Explain this.
Sure. Let's do the one that, at least up to now, invited by our president, he has not embraced, and that is impeachment, right? Whether it's, again, Judge Boasberg, the others. That one, he said, well, right now, anyway, that's maybe a bridge too far. Our president and our attorney general presumably wants some of these judges impeached. That's outrageous. Even our chief justice has, in a very tepid statement, has said, that's too much. Maybe just appeal it. Again, I'm not giving any awards to John Roberts for being out there. He should have had a full-throated pushback on all of this. Yep. And as he's done sometimes in the past, say, Mr. President, Madam Attorney General, these kinds of things are not only contrary to our system, they're violative of the basic principles. Again, he doesn't do that. So putting all that to one side, going across the parking lot there, you've got Speaker Mike Johnson. And what he does say, and this is where you look to the Constitution and say, oh my goodness, this is the scary story. It's all scary, right? But especially scary of recent days, because this is one time where you can't look at him and say, you've got no authority to do this, unlike the president. Look at Article 3. That's Article 3 of the Constitution. It's all about setting up the federal judiciary. We'll do some civics. I know Calvin loves this, and he's got his Constitution in front of him even right now. We can read along together. It says the judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court. We know what that is. And in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish, period. And that's it. And that's James Madison. And what the Congress did, of course, 1789, the very first Congress, they said, okay, we've got to establish some lower courts. And legislatively, they began over the period of the next 200 years to establish those courts. They're federal district courts, they're appeals courts, they're various courts having to do with specialized areas. And the point is just this. The Constitution gives the Congress, including the House of Representatives, the United States Senate, the capacity to describe the courts as they want. And so the fact that we're sitting in the Eastern District of Wisconsin, there's a Western District, that there are 92 districts around the country, all of that is a matter of design by what? The United States Congress. The fact that there are certain numbers of appeals court judges in the Seventh Circuit, the Fifth Circuit, the 11th Circuit, the Second Circuit, that's all by design of the Congress, is legislation. And so, and this is the truly scary portion of what Mike Johnson, a lawyer who knows better than to do any of this, is all about. Because if you get enough people, again, he's got this thin margin. Apparently, it may have gotten just a little bit bigger because President apparently now told Elise Stefanik, not so much when it comes to that UN deal we were put together for you. So she's going to remain in Congress, but you get enough people in the United States Congress to put together legislation to recraft, to redesign the federal judiciary. And it's going to be difficult to get rid of particular judges, but can you do a couple of things? Can you redescribe their geography significantly? And there are the two big ones. Can you redescribe their jurisdiction, the things that they can and cannot do? The answer is yes. And another one of the things have been proposed out there, all this injunctive relief that John and Gordy were talking about, all these courts, they're all entering TROs and injunctive relief and preliminary injunctions. Can the Congress come back and say, nope, you can't do that. The only thing you can do is have a full-blown trial 5-6 weeks down the road. And after that, after all the damage has been done, then you can enter an order. We're going to strip you of the authority to enter a temporary restraining order to stop people from being fired, from stopping the USAID, from stopping, again, all sorts of things from happening. Can Congress do that? Arguably, yes. And then here's the big one. And of course, they're all big ones, right?
Yeah.
He's talked about this too. He's hinted, more than hinted, and he's right about this. We have the power of the purse. The budget bills begin in the House of Representatives, and every year, again, to the extent we've got a budget, which we do not have, another problem, right? We've got these continuing resolutions, but the House begins, the Senate then makes decisions on how our monies are going to be spent. They just did this with the recent continuing resolution. Part of that is what? Funding for, yes, here it is, the federal judiciary, including the Supreme Court, but all those lower courts and the appeals courts. The Supreme, they come back and say, yeah, we have to have a Supreme Court, but you know what? We're not going to fund the courts. We're not going to employ people. We're going to do a reduction in force of the sort that Elon Musk and his team are doing. And by virtue of the power of the purse, you basically shut down judiciary. Now, is that catastrophic? Absolutely.
It is. Yes.
Is it
grinding everything to a halt?
Absolutely. Can you do it? Arguably, again, you need to get enough, forgive me, crazy people inside the legislature to agree with this. Will our president sign off on that? Probably with his hostility toward judges generally. And that's why Mike Johnson's words of all of these things, President, I will put that to one side and say, no, you cannot do that. Mike Johnson, he is opening the door. He hasn't done it yet to things that should be scary for all of us, including every single listener on this show today.
Well, what about the news in the last couple of days also, Jim, about the president or the executive branch going after law firms?
Yes.
Or, right. How does that play into this? This just makes it even worse.
Absolutely. Let's shut down all the rule of law structures, right? So let's address the judges. Maybe we'll impeach some of those. We'll make them call them names so that people will threaten them. We'll also simply indicate that they don't have power, which is what our attorney general is saying. Let's take care of the judges. And then the other piece of this are the lawyers, exactly. And I will tell you at the outset here, I am the biggest fan of lawyer jokes. I do not find them offensive. Go ahead. I've got some of my own. I make reference to this routinely. I know it's going to sound very, very wonkish. William Shakespeare, I think it was Henry VI, Part 2. He's got a guy named Dick the Butcher. He's a fictitious character. He and his henchmen want to overthrow the king, right? Mm-hmm. They want to get rid of authority. And what do? They get together and they say, the first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers.
Yes.
And that's not the first lawyer joke. That's a sign that the lawyers are the bastions that keep things at bay.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be with Jim Santel in just a few moments.
We'll be back on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn. Stay with us.